Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnayos Para, Perek 3, the third Perek, Mishnahs 6 and 7 today. V'keves hayu osim mehar habayis lahar ha-mishcha, kifin al-gabi kifin, v'kipa k'neged ha-otem, v'fnei kever ha-tchom, shebo kohen ha-soref es ha-para, u-para v'kol masadeha yotzin lahar mishcha. So a ramp was made from Temple Mount to the Mount of Atonement by arches upon arches, with an arch directly above the post below because of a grave in the depths. On it, the Kohen, who was to burn the cow, and all who assisted proceeded to the Mount of Atonement. Okay, so the Kevesh is a ramp, a sloping bridge, and the Mount of Atonement is the Mount of Olives, Har Zesim. And there were arches upon arches, meaning the ramp consisted of curved floors with empty space underneath, and they were built on top of similar lower floors with an arch directly above the post below, which supports the sustaining the lower arches where the upper arches and not the supports of the upper arches. So underneath the whole ramp, there was an empty space, since below the support of the upper arches were the lower arches, etc. Okay, and because we were afraid that there might be a corpse underneath, so, therefore, underneath the whole ramp, there was an empty space so that the impurity cannot go farther than that. Mishnah 7. Lo haisa para rotsa, let's say, so if the cow did not want to go out, ein motzini mashchora, they don't send out a black one with it to get it to move along, shelo yomru shchora shechatzu, because they don't want to say that a black one was slaughtered, velo aduma, nor another red one with it. Elayomer shtayim shechatu, because then they'll say two were slaughtered. Rabbi Yossi omer lo mishum zeh. Rabbi Yossi says it's not for this reason. Ela mishum shenemar, because it says in the pasuk vahotziosa, that it says in the pasuk, and he shall have it brought by itself, levada, by itself. V'zikni Yisrael hayu makdimin b'riglehem lahar mishcha, and the elders of Yisrael would proceed before them to the Mount of Atonement, which he said it was Har Zeisim, the Mount of Olives. Ubeis tzvila hayasham, and the immersion chamber was there. Umitamim hayu es hakohen hasoref es apara, and the kohen who was to burn the cow had been rendered ritually impure. Mifnei hasadukim, because of the Sadducees. Shelo yu omrim, so they wouldn't say, mo'orve shemesh haysan naaseis, that it must be performed only upon those whom the sun has set. And again, the Sadukim interpreted where it says, a man who is ritually pure shall gather up the ashes of the cow, to mean that only those are ritually impure upon whom the sun is set after immersing in the mikveh for impurity. So those who act accordingly can deal with the paraduma. The Sachamim receive the tradition that also the Tovel Yom, the person who immersed that day, but night has not, sun has not set on him, may deal with the red cow before the sun is set. And so they would deliberately render the Kohen ritually impure, and he would immerse and then engage in the task immediately in order to refute the Sadukim's contention that only those who had the sun had set after immersing in the mikveh could do this. Tomorrow we will do Mishnahs 8 and 9.